We know you would like to sit next to him in the dugout or in his office, but this is your chance to chat with the manager of the Minnesota Twins. This is the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Made in Minnesota, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Now, here are the hosts of the Paul Molitor Show, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota, how memories are created, legends are made. Jack Morris back in studio with us. Always good to have Jack on hand. And from, I believe, Tropicana Field, Paul Molitor joins us from the state of Florida. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, man. How we doing?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Things are good down here. Trying to finish up a good trip today, Jack, and get back home.
Yeah. It's been a good trip. One of those trips where you're kind of getting a new look at some people. Obviously, some changes have been made, and you've kind of done what a lot of Twins fans have been hoping, and that is the entire youth movement. You got a couple months to evaluate everybody now as you move forward. Do you want to talk about that process and what you foresee?
Well, it's there's always a little bit of balancing going on in terms of trying to put a competitive team out there every day, and you want to support your starting pitcher the best way that you can with people who are getting opportunity. But you do have your future in your sights as far as trying to get a good look at people, move them around a little bit, see how they respond to everything from where they might play on the field to where they might hit in the lineup. And, it's a learning process. We're trying to teach the game and play the game the right way, the best that we can. We're still making some mistakes that seem to cost us, last night being an example of that. But, it's going to be a fun couple of months. I know that the standings aren't pretty here in the end of the first week of August, but we're playing a little better collectively and still finding out what some of these guys can do.
Yeah, and as far as this road trip, Paul, in the month of August, a couple of your veterans have really paved the way, Brian Dozier, Joe Mauer. Joe really struggled in terms of extra base hits and in terms of hard contact over the course of a long stretch of July, and suddenly he is an absolute house of fire. Extra base hits, he's piling up runs batted in and doubles and a triple in there. What's different with Joe over the course of the last week?
Well, his year overall has been fairly steady. He's had a little, times when he's gotten hotter than other times and times when he's cooled off. But continues to be a guy who has a good plan and gives me good at-bats. On base percentage still has been up there most of the year, even when the average has dipped at times. But I think he's been, kind of toying with his swing in the sense that trying to get a better feel of how to stay on his backside and use his lower half to drive the ball a little bit better instead of just using the upper body and his hands and his wrists. And he got some good results in Cleveland. Obviously, he was driving the ball better down here. He got off to a good start the first game in Tampa. And even after a long time, you play the game, you do a lot of good things in it, you still have to keep trying to make adjustments as you go forward.
Paul, I think I'm going to ask a question that a lot of Twins fans have been kind of waiting to hear from you. And I figure it's the best time to ask because Joe is swinging a great bat right now. Is he the prototypical number three hitter where a guy's willing to walk with runners on base because of that on-base percentage that he's always had versus a guy that might swing out of the zone once in a while but try to drive in more runs? Is that where you want him in your lineup, or is it just because the options have never been better?
Well, I think that there are people that have wondered how Joe fits into a lineup here as his career has unfolded. We know that early on, the things he was doing, MVP and the batting titles, you could hit him anywhere you wanted to. And over the past couple of years, it's still a guy who you want at the top because he does get on base more than most of the rest of your team. Production, isn't at the high end, but it's steady. And so I wouldn't say he's a prototypical number three hitter anymore. I just don't know if there's enough slugging percentage and some of those things you want in that position. But as far as still being at the top, being able to take a good at-bat, and as far as getting a two-out base hit and still being able to be part of your team that creates opportunities by, getting on base and those things. So I kind of like him more in the two-hole these days than in three-hole, and that's kind of how it's been working out as of late.
Yeah, and the guy who you've been hitting third has had a nice road trip as well. When we come back from our first time out, we'll talk about Max Kepler, Jorge Polanco, and a whole lot more with Paul Molitor. It is the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris in studio. Join us when we return with more. The Twins manager on your home for Twins baseball.
In the history of Minnesota baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your whole family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Killebrew root beer. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Danny Gladden here to let you in on a little secret for my best night's sleep ever. Look no further than MyPillow. It's made entirely right here in Minnesota. It's backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow's patented interlocking fill guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. They're also totally washable, so you can wash and dry them at home as often as you wish. Guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. Trust me, I sleep on one. Also, I travel with one. You're going to love it. Order now and get two for the price of one. Visit MyPillow.com. Enter promo code TWINS at checkout or call 800-606-1493.
Celebrating 50 years of winning right, Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. While our boys of summer are playing on the field, Pentair's rainwater recycle system is working under the field, capturing and filtering rainwater. The rainwater is reused to wash the lower level seats and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
Whether you are looking for a family-friendly vacation, a romantic retreat, or an exciting getaway, you can find your paradise at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Book your stay today and enjoy the island's luxury hotel accommodations, family-friendly water park, full-service salon and spa, a variety of restaurants and bars, a stunning golf course, a bowling center and arcade, scenic cruises down the Mississippi River, and more. Head to TICasino.com to plan your escape today.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Paul Molitor Show. It's Sunday morning here. Twins trying to finish off a series victory against the Rays and come home 5-2 on the road trip. And a big part of that success has been Max Kepler. He was a house of fire in Cleveland. Paul, his dad showed up to watch him for the first time in Tampa. Have you taken his dad to the airport and put him on a plane back to Germany yet? Because maybe we need to get him back on the plane to Germany.
You know, sometimes family, when they come in to see you play, especially for young guys, can be a little bit of a issue to deal with in terms of, you know, you get a little excited and you'd want to try to perform. You know, when Max's sister and his mom came to Boston, I think the first game was a little rough up there too. But sometimes it might be more about the starting pitcher than it is about having your family in the stands. But he's battling. You know, we've been putting him in that three-hole for a while, which is a lot to ask for a young kid with limited big league time. But he's responded for the most part. I mean, when he got hot in Cleveland, that was sure fun to watch and got a lot of national attention. You know, so, yeah, we're hoping he bounces back today and has a good last game on the trip because it sure started out very well.
Paul, just curious, did his sister take any ground balls or get any at-bats? Because she looks just like him.
she really does. You see the family resemblance there, and I think they got a lot of athleticism in that family.
Do.
So, yeah, why not? Next time she's around, we'll give that a go, Jack.
Hey, Paul, is that something you watch when a young player has a big burst of success and starts to get a little bit more attention? Are you interested and keen to watch how they react to that, if they let it get to them or if they just keep going about their business?
Well, I think it's hard for it not to have some effect. I think some guys do a good job of channeling their focus on what they need to and don't let, you know, either attention on MLB Network or, you know, you're getting people doing special reports, you're getting a lot more demands for media requests. But, you know, that's part of becoming a good professional is being able to sort those things out, handle what you need to handle, and still be ready to play.
Jorge Polanco has been a guy who's given you a lot of offense. Everybody talks about the bat. He's played second and third, and I know you had him a short one game. I guess the question when you're looking for at-bats for him, you got a bunch of guys who play third base. You've got a very good second baseman. Shortstop with Nunez gone is now kind of Escobar, and that's been a revolving door for this organization. 10 opening day shortstops in 11 years. Polanco played a ton of shortstop in the minors last year, none in the minors this year. What was that offseason conversation like in regards to him not being at shortstop in the minor leagues? Because most fans at the big league level, they've never seen him, so they have no idea why he wouldn't be playing there.
Well, part of your strategy with talented players in your system is to try to expose them to different positions, because a lot of times you can get blocked at your natural position. And as you mentioned with Brian there at second, and between Miggy and Trevor over at third, it's just been hard to say where Polanco eventually is going to surface on a consistent basis. So I want to try to get him as many at-bats as I can. And, you know, I've had him at third here now quite a bit this trip. He's actually going to play shortstop today. So we'll give him a shot to see how he does out there. You know, he's a talented kid with the bat, and I think his defense has improved. I really like a lot of the intangibles with this kid, as far as, you know, you watch him do his post-game workouts. You know, he comes out early every day to take extra defensive work. So it's just a matter of, you know, being open-minded about where he's eventually going to fit. Those things change according to injuries and other things that can happen. So we just have to keep exposing him to different positions until he finds where he's going to get established up here in the big leagues.
Paul, Trevor Plouffe coming off the DL here soon. Is that a situation where him and maybe Miguel Sano are going to switch back and forth at third and DH a little bit also?
Well, I'll be a little bit cautious in answering that, only because we will have to make a roster move to get Trevor back on tomorrow. He had a nice rehab stint down there. He got in close to 20 at-bats and finished it off last night with a home run and a double. So, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, it's another body, another veteran guy that certainly deserves playing time, and we're just going to have to figure out how to put it all together as we go forward.
Yeah, Trevor broke up a perfect game with that home run with two outs in the seventh inning. Then he rented a food truck for the guys down there, Paul. That's a nice big league move there, huh?
Yeah, it was a big league move. You know, those guys go down there, and they're veterans on rehab assignments, and the trend has become to try to do something to leave a mark, to let the guys know you appreciate giving you the chance to come in and take other people's at-bats. So good to hear that he took care of the guys last night, right?
Certainly a different scenario than a few decades ago. You wouldn't want to do anything for a guy that's wet trying to take your job.
Not too much. Maybe cold pizza, and that'd be about it.
This is the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. You can wash down that cold pizza with it. It's made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created, legends are made. We're back to talk more with Paul Molitor in a moment on your home for Twins baseball.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You can do so many cool things when you're older. Shave, pay bills, try to keep the weight off. Well, getting older just got better. Treasure Island Resort and Casino presents Senior Days. Fans 55 and better receive a $5 discount in Field Box and Powerball Pavilion tickets for all weekday day games. Go to twinsbaseball.com for more information.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Two kids can receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with a purchase of one adult ticket in the same section on Sunday, Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
Psst. It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Just treat me better. After all, we're in this together.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
It's the Paul Molitor Show, and it's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. Our memories are created, legends are made. Jack Morris is here. Paul Molitor joins us from St. Petersburg today as the Twins tangle with the Tampa Bay Rays. And you got Gibby going today for you to try to wrap up a series. And Kyle has pitched much better since coming off his stint on the disabled list. Is he where you want him to be at this point, though, Paul?
I would agree with your assessment that overall, since he's come back, he's been better than he was early in the year. Last start was a little concerning in the fact that it was a little bit trending backwards in terms of not being able to have some damage control, spotted to a fairly sizable lead. When things started going against him somewhat, he couldn't find a way to make a pitch to get off the field, and couldn't get through the fifth inning with an 8-run lead there. So that can happen. I remember Jack always saying, and I've never lost with 10, but
never did.
See, but overall, I think that what we've asked him to do, not to feel like he needs to nibble on the corners and build up his pitch counts and have bad strike ball ratios, those type of things. They've been better. So we all know his off-speed stuff is good, his changeup and his slider play. But, it all is how he can use that four-seam and two-seam fastball. So had some time to think about it since what happened his last go-around in Cleveland, and hopefully comes out today and does his thing, and we find ourselves going to our bullpen with a lead somewhere later in the later stages of the game.
Paul, at the risk of repeating last week, I obviously wasn't here. I tried to get reception, but way out in the Black Hills, it was real hard to get the Paul Molitor show. Pitching staff's made, obviously some changes. Ricky's gone. You got Santiago here. Talk a little bit about what you see throughout the rest of this year and kind of the role that everybody's going to do. Bullpen, a few changes also.
Sure.
Talk about the pitching staff and where it's going to go towards the end of the year leading into next year.
Well, we've talked a lot this year about where we're at and what's contributed. Part of it was inexperience, I think, asking some of our young guys to take hold of a big league season from day one and try to get us on track. And when it didn't go particularly well, I think there was some extra pressure put on those young guys. But the pitching, Irvin's been Irvin, and he's done a fantastic job of stabilizing that rotation. We got Barrios in there now, Barrios, who, after some dominating starts in AAA, is still finding his way up here. He knows that he needs to get better with his command and how to put hitters away, work from ahead, all those things. Gibby, a little bit up and down, but, we still like what he can bring. Duffy's still trying to find his way back, a step up last time after a couple of rough starts. And Hector, the first time over here, it's always going to be a little bit different working with the catcher and kind of getting accustomed to how we do things and operate. But, we like his experience. We like his track record. And the bullpen, it's still a work in progress. We're trying to figure out how to get consistency out of guys like May and Presley and Tonkin. And the lefties, I'm fine. Rogers has had a nice first go around. Boshiers has been good for the most part. We'll see some new faces between now and the end of the year, September call-ups and the like, and we'll get a chance to see a few more along the way. And then, start to assemble some type of foundation and planning as we head into 2017.
Now, what about Tommy Malone with his move to the bullpen? Is that going to take some time for him to adjust to? He's done a little bit of that in the past.
Well, he's done a little bit of it. It's just kind of the way it worked out. When we traded Fernando, I wanted to balance out the bullpen left-right. It seems like a lot of these teams I feel as the games unfold that third left-hander can be a valuable thing to have, and also the fact that he has length. We really don't have that swing man, long man. Tonkin can give me a couple and three maybe on a given day, and Boshiers. But that if you have an issue with an injury or a game that gets out of hand, you need someone to eat those innings up, and Tommy with his experience can fill that hole.
Paul, looking back at the series in Cleveland, it makes it so obvious that when your offense is just on fire the way they were there, pitching seems to be a lot easier. I'm a mm-hmm. living testimony for that. Get me 10, I never lost. So, my question is, you know, it's obviously not going to be that way throughout the rest of the year, but it seems to be that the offense is played considerably better since the All-Star break than they did in the first half. And obviously, in my opinion, that's one of the reasons the pitching staff has looked a little bit better also.
Well, they go hand in hand. You know, you got to go out there and play the game in its entirety from all phases. You know, you pitch, your bullpen, and you run the bases, and you hit, and you play defense. And, you know, some days, some of those other things are larger than the others. But I think when you are offensively trending more consistently, run scored, it takes some pressure off your staff, and not knowing you have to be so fine early in the game, you just try to put as many zeros up as you can. You keep the numbers that they do score, small numbers, and the offense seems to pick you up. When you do that, you have a pretty good formula for winning a majority of your games.
Yeah, we'll be back with Paul Molitor in one final segment here on the Paul Molitor Show in a moment. Take our final break. It's the Paul Molitor Show, brought to you by Killer Brew Root Beer, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
I had no idea the Franks here are so amazing.
It's all in the choice of condiments, my friend.
I'm listening.
Add a little Coop's Arizona Heat and any morsel of food takes on a whole new dimension. It starts with a savory sweetness and then finishes with a nice spicy kick at the end.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Mind if I dip my fries?
Head to your nearest Coborn's and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
This is Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on behalf of Minnesota Eye Consultants. Minnesota Eye is the preferred ophthalmology group of the Minnesota Twins and is a generous supporter of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. I had my corrective eye surgery at Minnesota Eye, as have several of our players and support staff. If you have special eye care needs or wish to learn more about vision correction without glasses or contacts, contact Minnesota Eye Consultants. Go to MNEYE.com. For your eyes, do what the Twins do. And see Minnesota Eye.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
There's two ways to enjoy the Hall of Fame taste of Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Traditional glass bottles and six packs or by the case, or the Go Anywhere, Chill Instantly, Non-Breakable, Resealable Aluminum Bottles. Choose your fun and create a legendary memory today. Minnesota-made Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Available at Cub Foods for your next get-together. Killebrew, it's how memories are created and legends are made.
Edina Realty engages you in the home buying and selling process by offering mobile apps and a winning website, EdinaRealty.com. Our team of knowledgeable agents provide insights you can use to make your best decisions. Edina Realty, proud supporter of the Twins.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Final segment here on the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury, Jack Morris. And Paul, I want to ask you about the Rays a little bit. They're a transition team as well. We saw Archer, and he's outstanding yesterday. But Evan Longoria, quietly, still going about his business. That is one guy I would think you will be happy not to see in the batter's box the rest of the year, the way he has swung the bat against the Minnesota Twins.
Well, I think if you think about some of the opposing players that have had huge games and series against us, he's right at the top of the list this year. And, you know, when he was in Target Field those four games, he just destroyed us, hitting home runs, left, right, center. And he continues to haunt us down here a little bit. Last night, taking advantage of a mistake 0-2 and having a nice at-bat the next time and getting another hit. He's just a guy that knows how to play. He certainly has a winning resume. He's been a big part of what the Rays have done here over the past several years. And he's a tough guy. He's smart. He knows how to look for pitches. He knows patterns. Has a good plan. And he can really play third base. He's an outstanding pro.
I guess that's the best way to say it. He's a pro's pro, and I imagine the coaches talk to the young players and say, you guys can learn a lot just by watching him. Let's switch a little bit to a guy that I kind of am curious about. Trevor May, we know his arm. We know that he's got plus stuff in all categories. He's a big, strong kid. Is the experiment to ever put him back in the rotation done with, number one? And number two is, you know, what can be done? What do you and Neil Allen talk about with Trevor about that breaking ball with a guy in third base? Because he has really had trouble keeping that in the zone and giving his catcher a chance to catch it at times.
He has. A couple more wild pitches yesterday. I put some up there, I think, in double figures. We're still trying to figure out how to best harness his natural ability. Like you said, Jack, he's a guy that does have four pitches that play. He's brought that slider back into the mix this year that he kind of abandoned last year. And, we've seen him at times really, really good. And, you know, strikeout ratios and all those things that you need from a late-inning bullpen guy. We haven't totally thrown out the possibility of considering him as a rotation candidate. I think that will be finalized sometime when we review our season at the end of the year, how we want to bring him back next year. I still think there's a very high value out there as he continues to try to figure out what the bullpen life is all about, what we need to do. And as you know, though, those situations where you get a guy on third and you need a strikeout, you got to be able to throw you the ball that spins. And until he gets a little better feel for that pitch, we have to be a little careful there because it seems to bite us more times than not.
How's your lineup look today, Paul?
Well, a little bit different today. As hot as Joe has been this week, I'm still going to take him out. He's been playing a lot, and I know that this turf is tough on him. And so I'm going to have Kenny playing first base. Infield, you have Dozier. Like I mentioned earlier, Polanco will be at short. Miggy's going to play third in the outfield. I'm going to have the same guys as yesterday with Santana, Rosario, and Kepler. I'm going to give Robbie Grossman a chance to DH today. This guy today, he's a good pitcher. There's no doubt about that. He's got good stuff. The one thing that I think we can take advantage of, we get on base, we can steal some bases today. So hopefully it plays out well. And like you guys mentioned, we win the series and come on home and get ready for Houston tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's Paul Molitor from Tampa St. Pete. And again, it's Kyle Gibson opposite Matt Andrees coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. That'll do it for the Paul Molitor Show. On behalf of Paul and for Jack Morris, my name's Chris Atterbury. Stick around. Much more programming coming your way inside Twins at 11, 11:30.
You're listening to the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.